Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church and our weekly podcast, Today's Word from our weekly sermon. This week is our second sermon in a series on hope, this one from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. 1 month later, God sent an angel, the angel Gabriel, to the town of Nazareth in Galilee with a message for a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to Joseph from the family of King David. The angel greeted Mary and said, "You are truly blessed. The Lord is with you." Mary was confused by the angel's words and wondered what they meant. Then the angel told Mary, "Don't be afraid. God is pleased with you, and you will have a son. His name will be Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of God Most High. The Lord God will make him a king, as his ancestor David was. He will rule the people of Israel forever, and his kingdom will never end." Mary asked the angel, "How can this happen? I'm not even married." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit would come down to you, and God's power will come over you, so your child will be called the Holy Son of God. Your relative Elizabeth is also going to have a son, even though she is old. And no one thought she could ever have a baby. But in 3 months, she will have a son. Nothing is impossible for God." Mary said, "I am the Lord's servant. Let it happen as you've said." And the angel left her. So here's the question of the day. What does an angel look like? That has been a great discussion in the Wednesday evening Bible study and possibly other small groups as well. Like the girl dressed as what we think an angel looks like on the bulletin cover, is that an angel or not? Or is an angel a terrifying apparition based on Ezekiel's description in his first chapter? And in that center, I saw what looked like four living creatures. They were somewhat like humans, except each one had four faces and four wings. Their legs were straight, but their feet looked like the hooves of calves and sparkled like bronze. Under each of their wings, these creatures had a human hand. Okay. We know from Scripture that angels are not physical beings, but sometimes in Scripture they appear to people who it seems are frightened, but not terrified. So what does that mean? And is that why we sometimes entertain angels unaware, as in Hebrews 13:2? Because as spirits, we don't see them as they work. And when we do, perhaps we simply don't necessarily recognize them as angels. Could it be that some angels are coming to us dressed in such a normal presence that it doesn't occur to us they are angels until later, when we remember quizzically, "Wait a minute, was that an angel?" A lot of questions, but not so many answers. Oh, and this one. When an angel does come to visit, what do you do? And then Mary is visited by an angel and is afraid and simply goes along with what the angel tells her is about to happen. Now note, the scripture really doesn't say why she was afraid. I assume because the angel's appearance was frightening in some sense, revealing to Mary in some fashion that she was in the presence of God, the whole Shekinah glory thing. It would have to be overwhelming. I mean, if an angel showed up and told me I was going to get pregnant, I'd be overwhelmed and have lots of pretty serious questions, a lot more serious than Mary's. To her credit, she did want to know how she could become pregnant since she wasn't married and presumably therefore not sexually active. And so the angel explains, "This will be God's doing. God has plans, and they include you." I don't know if you have ever thought about what God is doing in the world, and I don't know if it has occurred to you that God's plans always include you. You're not incidental to what God is doing. For you, God has a plan and a purpose. You're an essential worker in the kingdom of God. And so you and I need to be ready for when God calls upon us to make things happen, just like Mary. You understand there is no birth story without Mary. Sure, God could have called on any faithful follower to be the house for the incarnation of Jesus, but Mary was available, willing, and faithful. And that was what God needed. In fact, it is all God ever needs and desires from us, a disciple available, willing, and faithful to do the work of the kingdom. And so it begins. God has decided to enter our world and to do it quite humbly, not by rending the curtains that separate the physical and spiritual worlds, but by inhabiting a human body. A baby is coming, and slowly but surely, God will reveal himself through that child. And get this, through us. No hope. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us for this little sermon podcast for this week. We'll hope to see you soon.